everyone. Welcome back to Proactive New York. With me right now is Carl Wolf, CEO at Mama Mancini's Holdings. Carl, good to see you. It appears you're in Capri, Italy. How are you?
Not quite, but it definitely is Italian. I'm in the process of moving, so I couldn't think of a more appropriate background, being an Italian foods company.
Definitely. I love it. I love it. So lots to talk about today. Let's first kick it off with your quarterly earnings, your fourth quarter. We did see an impressive net income increase 311% to a record $1.7 million. Talk us through what prompted this and a bit more about the highlights for the quarter.
Well, we had very, very good margins. We kept our costs under control, our SG&A, but our gross margins went up substantially. So that went to the bottom line. Our operating profit was about $1 million. Actually, our net income was $1 million. And we had a $700,000 tax abatement. That was versus $400,000 last year. So it was very, very positive.
So do you think products are mainly driving this, and which products are driving this?
Well, our core product line is meatballs, but we now have 29 additional products. Pasta bowls are moving up very, very quickly. And that is a kit we send to the supermarkets to make a pasta meal fresh. And that's very, very important. So our volume has been very dramatically increasing at store level and in new authorizations. So we're very happy with that.
Speaking about stores, you've announced some new retail agreements with the likes of Walmart and Costco. Can you speak to those specifically?
Sure. We have with Walmart a family pack that went in test last October. It did well. And now we are have a formal commitment to begin shipping in August. At first, we indicated about 500 locations. Unofficially, we now expect it to be 1,300 plus, could be as high as 2,000 locations. Those are their A-volume stores. So that's very, very positive. In addition, we completed our second rotation at a Costco division in San Francisco. In fact, we sold out at one point, we expect that rotation to continue again later this summer. And also, we sell Costco Northeast very, very successfully. We hope to move into all of Costco's seven divisions, and that's approximately 550 locations, and move from rotations, which are short-term, 8 weeks plus, into continual placement. If that occurs, that would represent $20 to $25 million in volume per SKU or per stock keeping unit. So that's very good. In addition, we start with Sam's Club in a jumbo meatball pack in late June shipment. That's in 600 locations. And if that is successful, we would continue selling them. The test period is for 17 weeks, but that's very, very positive. Very high volume as well. In addition to that, we have initial indications of very positive new placements in convenience stores. So we'll hopefully be announcing that very soon.
And given that your footprint within Walmart has increased so dramatically, would this now be your largest partner?
Yes, Walmart is our largest partner. We're very, very, we do very well with Publix. We are moving ahead with Albertsons, Safeway, and also with Kroger. So we will sell most of the major chains in the country. So that's very, very positive.
And how about your partnership with QVC? What's the latest there?
QVC is very good. They have indicated to a commitment to us to have a very, very substantial increase in volume. We're typically the number one or number two performer in a show, and that is dollar sales per minute. Dan Mancini is the live spokesperson. QVC is in about 100 million homes in the country, and we're typically on from 8 to 15 minutes. Per presentation. So not only is it good volume, it's a very, very positive marketing for us.
Excellent. And before I let you go, wanted to get a quick update on your NASDAQ listing. Where are you at with that?
Well, we believe we've fulfilled all of the obligations to uplist on NASDAQ. We now are hopefully getting our stock price above $3 for five consecutive days, and we automatically uplist. If that doesn't happen by mid to late June, if our stock price remains above $2, we automatically uplist. If that doesn't happen, we will do a reverse split. But no matter what, we are committed to uplisting in the near future on NASDAQ, which we think is very positive for the company. There is one last thing, is we're very, very serious negotiating potential acquisitions for the company, which we think would be accretive, and we're very optimistic there. Hopefully something will occur in the next several months. So overall, things are very, very positive for the company.
Looking forward to hearing more about that. Carl, good luck on your advancements here. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye.